Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're with us tonight. And I want to take care of a little bit of business before we start. I want to let you know that Sue isn't with us tonight, but she's given me some information I think will interest all of you. One is Monday, June 5th, is our LA seminar at the Courtyard Marriott, Culver City. That's 6333 Bristol Parkway. That show starts at 7 and it runs till 8:30, and it's $10 at the door. And the first Wednesday of the month is June 7th, and that's when we have our Orange County seminar in Newport Beach at the Newport Beach Community Center, 100 Civic Center Drive. And that's 7 to 8:30, $5 at the door. Now then, if you want any details on either of these shows, you can go to www.drpatallen.com. And big news, Lifetime of Love is on special. It's regularly $34.95, but you can get it now for $19.95. That's for the downloaded version. And if you want that, you need to go and order it at www.wantistore.com. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here each and every week to be with you. We really love doing it. I also want to tell you guys, because I've gotten a lot of messages recently about whether or not Dr. Allen does private sessions, and I'm proud and pleased to tell you that she does private sessions in person and on the telephone. For more information on that, you may contact Sue at info@drpatallen.com. You can also register for all of the great upcoming classes at www.wantistore.com. And that will include the life script, dream interpretations, and getting to I Do, plus the couples workshop. All of the dates are on the website, and you can find more information about all of those. Plus, very exciting news, we will be adding a Want Training for Effective Living class. And that's going to be in August or September. So watch for that. And the way you can watch for that is to make sure you sign up for our newsletter at www.drpatallen.com. Speaking of drpatallen.com, Dr. Allen, you're on the air.
Yes, I am, and I'm looking forward to serving whomever wishes me to do so.
Great. Well, tonight I want you to serve the whole audience and me by talking about one of the classes you have coming up based on your best-selling book, Getting to I Do.
What is the question
you're asking? How do you feel about
that? The what?
I want to talk about the class that's upcoming, the Getting to I Do class, based on your best-selling book, Getting to I Do.
I understand that. This Saturday, we're doing couples. Three couples. That's three men and three women, because right now it's straight. I am willing to do gay, and I'm willing to do lesbian as well, but three couples, six people. In fact, all of these classes are limited for intimacy reasons, for compatibility, for maximum effectiveness. We meet at 9, take an hour off for lunch, and then come back till 4 o'clock. And for those of you that are social workers or marriage family therapists, please feel free to come in and get 7 units of credit towards your keeping your license certification.
And continuing education.
What?
They're continuing education credits.
Yes, continuing CEUs, right. Continuing education. So this weekend, we're going to work with people who've already found each other, but they want to negotiate time. I time, we time, us time. Space, do they want to live together or not? And if so, how do they divide money bills and chores? money is one of the categories. My money, your money, our money. And then last but not least, play. Non-sexual play, hobbies, fun things, and sexual play. So with that in mind, that's coming up, and it's already on for this Saturday. And then we're going to do a script. You know, you've got to know yourself to be who you are. And so when you do the script, a script reading is basically a TA, transactional analysis. I'm a transactional analyst. I'm a marriage, family, child therapist. I'm an addiction specialist in alcoholism, drugs, and sexuality. And those do dirt different, difficult with each other if they're not negotiated properly. So my book, Getting to I Do, is a book which is about this process of getting to I Do.
Now, we have a class. We have the class coming up, Getting to I Do, and there's a lot of questions about that class. This is actually for people that are trying to get to I Do and looking for a mate. Dr. Allen, is that correct?
Are you what?
This Getting to I Do class is actually for people that are looking for a mate. Is that correct?
Getting to I Do, yes. Absolutely. I've also written a book called Staying Married and Loving It for people in it. But the Getting to I Do book covers getting, doing, negotiating, not intimidating, not seducing. So it's communicating through negotiation.
Tell me what we do in this class, Dr. Ellen. What are we going to be doing in this class?
What you do. Okay, from 9 to 10:30, I'm going to be teaching basic principles, and you're going to get a syllabus that has the diagrams that I love so much in it, which indicate what, you know, the brain differences between men and women, the types of relationships, convenient, codependent, covenant. It brings out whether you want to be cherished first, respected second, or respected first, or cherished second, or you want to be narcissistic in both equally, so that you only can be with somebody who's willing to be a zero. But if you're willing to be a zero, I would be more than honored to help you understand how to negotiate that. And also, you'll get at least the basic communication tools. Then I will work from 9 to 10:30 with one couple, helping them negotiate time, space, money, and play in a negotiating way. Then from 12 to 1, lunch, we have some delightful places nearby where you can get my classes. I've been doing this for a year now. And it replaces the old Wand Institute where we had 30 people and it was not quite as intimate as the one we've got now. Then we have from 1 to 2:15, the second couple, and we go through time, space, money, and play and all the periphery. Then we have a little break. Then we do the third couple from 2:30 to 3:45, and the last 15 minutes is questions and answers from anywhere you want to come in order to get maximum out of your session and your group. So that is
now,
the
is
structure
that of the Getting to I Do class.
This one is what I've just described is the couples group.
Great.
Which I'm doing. Getting to I Do is going to be based on what's in Getting to I Do. How to get somebody, how to negotiate, the time, space, money, and play, how to set up your boundaries, how to handle money.
In this class, do you talk about the tools, the communication tools?
All classes bring up communication tools, but we will have one class, you mentioned it, that will be distinctly based on tools.
That's right. The one training for effective communication and living.
My doctoral,
which is exciting. Now, Dr. Allen.
Yes.
What is your favorite? You know, you wrote this book. It's been in print for a long time. It's sold a lot of copies.
Yes,
if you had to pick your favorite part of this book, the favorite message this book sends, what would it be?
Know if you want to be respected by your partner or cherished first. If you want both, find somebody who wants both and have a competitive, equal relationship. That's good for about 3 years. But equality in communication, I don't want, is almost a guarantee for failure in intimacy. You may like make a lot of money being equal, but you won't make a lot of love.
Right.
I teach
people. Because you say.
What?
You say that too much together dulls intimacy.
Too much competitive equality. I don't want is too competitive. There's three forms of dancing that I teach. One is discoing. That's two narcissists who basically want to be narcissists. They want to be respected and cherished. And basically, they will have playmates on the side of your relationship, but they will be making money. Two doctors, two lawyers, two actors, actresses. Too much equality develops competition. Equity creates intimacy. I teach equity. Every transaction is based on respect and cherishing negotiation.
Perfect. That's beautiful. Hey, Dr. Allen, I have another question for you about the getting to. I do. You talk about in there specifically time, space, money, and play, and how to negotiate that. And you also talk about intimacy and the breakdown in relationships and how to get that intimacy back. I know you have a favorite page. What page is that?
That's basic philosophy in all relationships. The secret is know when you're being intimate in communication, which is compatibility and communication with chemistry, or know when you're just business partners that are there to make money, maybe have some kids, but you're basically there to make money in the partnership.
Awesome. I want to remind everybody that you can find out more about these classes at www.wantistore.com, and you can sign up there as well. Dr. Allen, shall we go to the phones? Let me tell everybody that it's
323-203. I'm more than willing to answer questions from anyone who wants to ask me about this new formation of sin.
Hi, caller. You're on the air, Dr. Allen.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Am I on?
Hi.
Yes, you're on the air live.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Pat. I've just recently started listening to you, and I had a question for you. I'm trying to apply your principles to a relationship that I just got out of or am in the process of getting out of.
My principles are based on science. There is a science to mating, whether you're an animal or a human.
Okay? Yeah, well, I'm learning a lot from your stuff so far and seeing a lot of the mistakes I've made. The relationship I just got out of was kind of unconventional. I met this person, or he met me, when we were working together. I was out of town. I knew before anything happened between us that he was married and that he and his wife are in an open polyamorous relationship.
So you wanted to be a mistress?
I guess so. And it was wonderful for a while, and then the job ended. And I went away to, I had to leave the country for work, and we stayed in very close contact, and then it started to sort of slow down a bit. And
Your relationship was based on a lot of chemistry. Chemistry will carry you for approximately 3 years. The first year, you're infatuated. The second year, you're interested. In the third year, you're bored stupid.
Okay. Well, I've heard you say that we should, like, push the arrow through, and I don't feel like it's done. It's been 3 weeks since I was in touch with him, and I'm just wondering, like, how I can
Are you, wait
this
a minute, wait
experience.
A minute, wait a minute. Are you the respected male energy person in this relationship, or the female, or are you both narcissistic?
I think I'm the cherished one. He was very cherishing towards me. I respect him greatly. I believe that was our dynamic.
But well, I'm hearing that you want something from him. In the book, I say, don't ask for more, better, different love, affection, time together, or sex. And whether I'm mistaken or not, I'm hearing you having an attack of four-letter words. What is it you want that you're not getting, that you're wanting to show your male energy for?
What is it I want from him?
Yeah, either that, or what do you want from a man?
From a man, I would like to be cherished, and I'd like to be monogamous.
Wait a minute. I'm going to teach all of you that are listening. When you hear somebody say would like, they're signaling you that they don't expect to get it. What is it you want? Two people want to buy your car. One says they want to buy it, and one says they would like to buy it. Who's got the money?
Right, the one who wants it.
So what is it you want from this man or another man?
I want a committed, monogamous relationship with someone who cherishes me, and for it to be long-term. I want to be married.
Then that's fine. So don't give him free sex. Once you give him your body, orally, anally, and vaginally, you're married. He marries when he signs an agreement.
Yeah.
So are you having intercourse with him now?
No, I haven't seen him in months, in 2 months.
Are you chasing him, or is he chasing you, or is no one chasing either of you?
For the past 3 weeks, no one has been chasing anyone. I'm not chasing him on purpose.
Then I want you to understand there's got to be 5 more weeks of seeing if you break down and chase him or he breaks down and chases you. Do you want to find out the rumination factor? See, this is not a Pat Allen creation. This is like babies take about 36 weeks to be gestated. It takes about 8 weeks for people that are human animals to make decisions that are significant. Get married, get a divorce, have an abortion, whatever. Major decisions are done through rumination. Rumination is feel, think. Do you know that the few cells in the brain and the heart are the only things that'll be in the room from 5 years from now? All other cells will be diminished or replicated, except some in the brain and some in the heart. Now, brain people want to be respected, whether they're men or women is immaterial. Heart people want to be cherished. Doesn't matter whether they're male or female. So with that in mind, you're not being male, and he's not being male. So the relationship is on hiatus until somebody makes a decision through rumination that life is not valuable without the other in the relationship. So are you melting? Are you going to chase him? Are you the man?
I don't want to chase him. I've heard you talk about the high bi letter, and I'm wondering if that's something I should be preparing.
I want you to do that, but don't give it to him till the day after he's been gone for 8 weeks. Then text it, fax it, mail it, whatever.
And the point of doing that?
The point of doing that?
Yeah, because I don't know that there's a... Sure.
The point of doing that is the first four paragraphs. First paragraph, everything you like and lusted about him. Second paragraph, the pain of him not chasing you and you not willing to chase him. The separation. Third paragraph, what you don't want in a relationship. And I suggest that it be equality and competition. The fourth paragraph is what you do want. I want a giving, protecting, cherishing man who is willing to ask me how I feel about everything he thinks and wants and opinions. You see, get your hand up in the air, please.
Okay.
I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the man I feel chemistry love for.
To respect the man I feel chemistry love for.
Even when I know I'm equally smart.
Even when I know I'm equally smart.
And could do it better.
And could do it better.
In some cases.
In some cases.
Furthermore, I promise. To keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
To keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor.
A doctor.
Or a lawyer.
Or a lawyer.
First. Now, I know there's a man listening out there, so I'm going to have him raise his hand even if he's not on the air. Here's a male pledge. Whether you're a man or a woman, you want to be respected more than cherished. I promise, on my honor, to give, to protect, to cherish women, kids, animals, the planet, even when they're illogical, irrational, and often irritating. So help me God. Now those are the behavioral commitments. Do you want to chase him?
No.
Do you want to put in 5 more weeks to add to the 3 weeks you've already done to see if he will miss you enough to call you, reach out to you?
Yes.
Well, then do it.
Thank you. And if he reaches out before then, what then?
Then you do not give him the high bye letter. He reached out. You give the hi-bye letter only when he didn't reach out within 8 weeks.
Okay.
Have you got
that?
I
don't know that there's any way we can actually be together. So the hi-bye letter is just to say goodbye?
Look, darling, you may not be compatible for building a marriage, but you may be able to visit each other once a month.
Okay.
You may be able to have a convenient relationship that's not building anything.
Okay.
I'm a transactional analyst. I teach people how to negotiate convenient, codependent, and covenant. That's one in which one person is a breadwinner and the other one is a homemaker. That's a covenant relationship. It used to be legal in Louisiana, Arizona, Minnesota, and Michigan. It's built to take care of kids. Now it's only a legal choice in Louisiana. The others have dropped out. Got that?
Would you recommend I be trying to date other people in the meantime, or do I have to finish this?
I want everybody who's not engaged to be dating other people and telling those people, I'm working on a relationship and it's not doing too well today, but I want to date. I want to date you because perhaps you and I are more compatible. You have to have all three: chemistry, compatibility, and communication. 2 out of 3, 1 out of 3 doesn't work. You can have the best chemistry in town, but after 3 years, boring. You can have 2. You can have chemistry and you can have compatibility, but you'll be the fighting Bickersons, arguing over everything because you don't communicate in a negotiating way. Or you can have chemistry and communication, but not have compatibility. Every prostitute that's doing her job is out there marketing through communication. What do you want me to do if I, you know, whatever? Chemistry, at least for an hour. Chemistry and communication is negotiating a trick. I'm a therapist. I'm not a moralist. You want an open marriage? Have an open marriage. I'll help you negotiate everything, but it's got to be a negotiation win-win.
Yeah, well, I think I went into this overestimating that I would be able to handle it and feel comfortable. Maybe. Well, thank you so much.
Give it a go. Give it a go.
How do you mean?
Give it a go. Don't call him. Date other people to distract yourself and see if he will reach out to you in the next 5 weeks.
Okay.
In the meantime, I gave you first paragraph, what I like. Second paragraph, the pain of it splitting up. Third paragraph, make him write unless he's immoral, unethical, or illegal. Fourth paragraph in your hi-bye letter is getting the nonverbal tones of voice, gestures, postures, facial expressions. I sense by the tone of your voice you're upset about something, am I right? Yes. When would it be convenient, honey, for you to talk to me about it, hopefully today? What can I do to help you and I do better? That's flushing the nonverbal to the verbal level where you can negotiate a compromise. And the fifth tool is the referee sign of timeout. When you see somebody do the timeout and they've been to Pat Allen, if it's a man, ask him, what can I do to help us do better? If it's a woman, What can I do to help you and I feel better? Got that?
Yeah. Thank you.
Those are the tools of my doctoral work, which is androgynous semantic realignment, like getting your tires realigned. Men have yang bodies, but they have yin anima souls. Women have yin bodies, but they have masculine animus souls. So everybody is both male and female. It isn't just Caitlyn Jenner. It's everybody. So there's four people in every relationship, and I show them how to negotiate.
And how do I act if he reaches out? I mean, I sort of don't know where we are. I mean, if he just wants to chat, do I just chat with him, or I sort of...
Do whatever he wants except have intercourse without a commitment. Without a commitment.
But it's okay to see him.
You can do anything except penile insertion in your mouth, anus, or vagina.
Okay. And I haven't told him that I'm back in the country yet. He may have heard from somebody else. I feel a bit weird about that, like I'm withholding it.
If he misses you, he'll find you. If you're worried about him and you want to chase him. But that's you being the man.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. Bye.
Good.
Thanks, caller.
Kelly, are you there?
Lots and lots of stuff about getting to I do right there.
Well,
hello.
That's what we're talking about here.
Yes, it is. It looks like we've got another caller coming on the line here. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, here's my question.
What?
So I had an argument with my mother a few days ago, and so years ago when
Wait a minute. Who's the head of your mother and dad's house?
She was. So she's a male.
Then your father is your mother.
Well, he's dead, and he was never around.
So what you're saying is your mother runs the house, and you've learned to be a man watching her. Is that correct?
Well, in a way, yes. I did take care of a lot of things.
And so you men are competing with each other. She wants you to respect her, and you want her to cherish you.
She wants me to respect her and cherish her. She wants
yes,
both.
Yes, dear. That's called narcissism.
Oh, she's a narcissist, 100%.
I understand that. Your best bet is keep your mouth shut and salute.
I do that, basically. This argument was about basically years ago. It was really like I've mentioned this before on this radio. I think last year, she abused me physically, right? And I never brought it up. But then we were arguing, and I brought it up. And
did she beat you? Did she talk bad? Did she try to have sex with you?
No. So what she did was, I was playing with a friend of mine. We were both about 6 years old, and we were touching each other, right? And I think, like, it could have been sexual. I barely remember. But what I remember is that my friend went to her mom, and she's like, oh, she's touching me. I don't like this. And her mom was like, oh, so why were you guys doing it? She was very normal about it. But my mom was very embarrassed by it. So we came home. She took off my clothes, and she threw me in front of the mirror, and she said, what is it that you haven't seen? Something like that. So very disturbing stuff. And I brought it up with her, and she told me that I'm out of my mind, that I made it up, and now I'm telling her this to make her feel bad about herself. I didn't make it up.
I,
I'm not insane.
I understand that. Do you have any proof, any marks, any broken bones, anything that the police can use?
No. I wouldn't go to the police for this.
Well, then...
Well, I just thought, like, this is a new level of...
What I'm hearing is...
I think he truly doesn't remember.
I got news for you. That's appropriate amnesia. It's not in her best interest for abusing you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, what should I do? Because I think she's done a lot of things that were very strange, and I think she would go into the psychotic rages, and she genuinely doesn't remember any of them. Should I just leave it alone? Or, like, how should I?
I've got news for you. Do you want to go and get a lawyer and set up an evaluation and make her subordinate to you? Or do you want to be her caregiver?
No, not really. And I don't need to be, like, even get, like, I just don't know, like, should I just forget about this? Or, like, because I'm actually worried for her well-being. What if she still does things and then she doesn't remember? It's kind of...
I got to you. Why don't you just let it pass and get on with your life? Do you want to abandon her?
Well, no, but I'll have to limit my time with her for sure.
What you're asking for is so massively physical, medical, emotional, you know, that what are you going to do if she discovers she abused you? There's nothing you're going to do.
No.
Then why don't you just say she was nuts on that day and she's my mother and gave me an egg cell and just go on with your life so you can go to her funeral without sweating. You want to fight with your mother, trust me. Her funeral will not be something you can do.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I was planning on doing this. I just wanted to have a little...
I declare your mother unable to be present today with past information.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Her subconscious has very conveniently stored it away in the back 40 so that she can go on with her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I think.
So, that's it. Just be grateful she put out an egg cell.
Yeah, I am.
Was your father a wuss?
I think so. Yeah, he was never there, and he was not taking care of anybody. I think he was a wuss. He was an artistic type.
Did he cherish you?
No.
Did he abuse you?
No, he was just never there, and he was neglectful.
So what I'm hearing is you had one abusive parent, your mother, but the most important parent for a girl is her father. There's a wonderful book called Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard. When men have mothers that are screwy, they're in deep trouble. But father, if he's a good role model, will show men how to be men. Mother is not that significant with a daughter. Fathers are. Your father was not abusive. He was simply a wuss, and she was the boss of the home.
Mm-hmm, correct.
So you're not as damaged. Do you have a brother?
No.
Do you have a sister?
I do, but I don't talk to her. She's very toxic.
Is she older or younger?
She's older, yes. She's 11 years older.
She was raised to be a boy more than you were.
Possibly, but that was around... They actually had a pretty normal relationship. So, I'm the only one that he neglected. It wasn't both of us. It was just me.
Okay. Well, then... This is what I do script readings for, on the phone or in the class. When you know...
Oh, we have done it. It was hugely helpful.
What?
We have done it with you. It was hugely helpful.
You have had a session with me with your sister?
With my everybody. I did this session was for script reading.
Okay. Did you learn something?
Oh, yes. I learned a lot.
What did you learn? Because you haven't got the message that your mother is not changeable other than at minimum of 3 years of serious training and therapy, because your mother was abused probably by her father. Did she ever speak of her father?
She barely spoke, but I know she was abusive to her mother, basically.
What I'm hearing is she had a father that was melted with booze into a woman. Do you understand?
Yes,
drinking knocks men's brains out, and it knocks women's feelings out.
Yes.
So I'm sad that you suffered at the hands of your mother, but I'm glad that you got the benefit of a decently comfortable father.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least she wasn't abusive, so
that
could be worse.
He was worse than your mother?
No, I said she could be worse. At least he wasn't abusive, so he was just not there.
All right, okay. Therefore, if you had a brother, he would have paid heavily for his mother.
Mm-hmm.
But you and your sister, especially your sister, firstborns are often raised male. Birth order has a significant effect. First one is raised male, then the second one is female. No matter what the sex is, that's the way it goes. It's the kid down at the end of the line that's freer.
Interesting.
Are you willing to let your mother die in peace?
Well, she's not dying. She's okay. And I'm just willing to let it go. I just wanted to ask a question.
Okay, so you've got my answer.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay?
Okay, thank
Good
you
luck.
So much. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, caller.
That's what we do in script class. We read scripts to find out who impacted you.
Hey, we have another call. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Oh,
hello.
Hello, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Okay. All right. We lost that caller, but we've got another one coming in. Here we go. And hi, caller. You're on there with Dr. Allen.
You know what we do in a dream class?
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Okay.
Hi. Yes, I do.
Oh. What?
So I called in. I called in a few weeks ago, and I basically stumbled upon your work a couple months ago. And so a man has been dating me for about 10 months. And then I told him that, you know, I didn't want to have sex without exclusivity and continuity.
And longevity.
And longevity. And so, yeah.
Either mate or aiming towards marriage.
Right. So you told me. Sorry. So you told me, you know, he had 8 weeks, and so he did call about a week later, and he wanted to go out to a movie. So we did that. We didn't further talk about the relationship, and then he asked for sex again, and I said no, and then I didn't hear from him for. Yes, I did.
Thank you for asking, but I've made myself a commitment that I'm not having intercourse and risking falling in love unless I'm with a man who wants to join me in falling in love together.
Okay.
Young women, premenstrual women are on estrogen.
Okay.
post andropause men that are 45 to 55, they're going on estrogen. That's why that old fossil goes with that young woman, you see, not knowing that we all know she's a gold-digging bitch. So whoever's on estrogen is bondable with oxytocin.
Yes. So after that date, it was a couple weeks ago, I didn't hear from him for about 2 weeks, and he just texted yesterday and said that I never text him, and I told him I wasn't going to be the one that pursues him.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. And he said, well, then you must not want me. And I wrote back and said, I said, I wouldn't be returning your messages if I didn't want you. And he said he wanted me to initiate. And I said, I don't feel comfortable initiating. And I haven't heard from him again. And I just don't know.
You know what? You mark off 8 weeks. 8 weeks. 8 weeks. You know what's
interesting? What if he comes back without wanting to talk about it?
He doesn't want to talk about it because he wants to argue you out of it.
Okay.
He wants you to fall in love with him, and he doesn't want to fall in love with you until you're codependent with him. So don't do that. It takes 2 years to get over him.
Okay.
So just sit on it, because he's interested in you, but he doesn't want you to know it.
Okay.
Have you got that?
It's definitely changed. Yeah, it's definitely changed. You know, a lot has changed the way I communicate. So I think, you know, he's kind of shocked, and it's very different.
I understand that. You're acting like a lady, and he wants you to act like a mother and nurse him with your vagina and your boobies.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
How old are you?
33.
You are not going to be man enough to handle casual sex until you're 45 to 55 years old. Perimenopausal and menopausal is when you go off estrogen and are less bondable to oxytocin. Helen Fisher wrote a book, and it's called Why Him, Why Her. She has a section in that book. She's the head of chemistry.com. Anyway, she writes a section that I'm speaking of right now. Women fall in love when they have intercourse. Men fall in love when they want to get you off of the market. When men marry, marriage is not for men. Marriage is for women and children. When men can have free sex and you're a free wife, they have no reason to get married. We women, we marry when we have sex with them. They marry when they sign contracts of responsibility. Got that?
Right.
Young men do not bond. Old women do not bond. Cougars are older women playing with toy boy men.
Right.
Got it?
Got it. Okay.
I have a book out there. It's called The Truth About Men Will Set You Free. First, it'll piss you off.
Okay. I'm going to read
And you have your upcoming classes, Dr. Allen. Getting to I Do.
Yes. Getting to I Do is where we take you through the training program. If you want to be masculine, I'll help you be masculine. If you want to be cherished and feminine, I'll help you. It's none of my business.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you. Bye.
Dr. Ellen, we're out of time. What have you got to say tonight to everybody?
Here's what I want to say. The only, repeat, only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Follow us on Facebook. Don't forget to stop by www.drpatallen.com and wantistore.com to find out about those classes and sign up. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.